Thanks for calling On My Excels. My name is Zimaya. May I please have your email to locate the account?
It's mjfconst@sbcglobal.net.
And thank you. May I please have your name?
Mike Farah.
And what's your address, huh?
3391 Shenandoah, Simi Valley, California, 93063.
Okay, thank you. So yes, I located your account, the Omax Max Sleep CBD supplements. And what was the issue of your call on Tuesday?
I need you to put me on hold. I probably have almost 7 months worth of the vitamins. So I need, they just came the other day and I didn't, because it's like on an order every 6 months or something, but I've got plenty of the Omax and it's working great, but I don't need anything for a while. So I just need to
I'm
take
sorry,
me
sir.
Off
what
the automatic.
Product are you speaking of, sir?
The Omax?
The Omax Professional Strength?
Hold on a second, honey. Let me grab it. There's only one thing that I've purchased from you, so I don't know what other thing there might be. It's the
yes.
Yeah, the Omax 3. Yep.
Okay, because that's not pulling up an account with this, sir. It's just pulling up your Omax Sleep product, and you placed that order through us.
Sleep product?
Right.
Hmm.
It's just pulling up an Omax Sleep, the sleep supplements.
Yeah, I haven't ordered that from you, because I just got a charge for $199 on my American Express card from your company just a couple days ago.
Okay, and is your, where is it, because we have your information. What's the last 4 digits of the card number you were billed on?
My American Express card?
Yes, what's the last 4 digits of it?
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me go get it, hold on.
Do you have an order number or a tracking number that was on the box?
You know what, I can't, would it be on a box? Yeah, hold on. Let's see. Okay, here. What number should I be looking for?
Either an order number.
I got a MMID number. Is that something? Or packing number? Oh boy. Yeah, I don't see any other number.
Is there like an order number?
No, and then the receipt got tossed. I just have the box that the stuff came in. I mean, I'm kind of baffled because I have the box right here with the number I called, your company. I got charged $199, and you don't have that in your records.
No, sir, it's not. I'm trying to look it up by your last name. Does your zip code, your phone number, your email?
I got
email.
A packing ID number, package ID number.
What is it? What's the number, sir?
It's OM2001165.
No, sir, that's just for the packing company. It's for the warehouse. Let me place you on a brief hold while I seek more assistance on this issue, okay? Yes, I'm still trying to seek some assistance regarding this issue and place you on a brief hold.
Uh-huh.
And did you get the last 4 digits of the card number you were billed on?
Yeah, hold on. I was going to go back on my American Express and see if there's any more information. But let me give you the last 4 numbers of the card. Hold on.
Okay.
Sorry. last four numbers are 3002.
3002?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. So I'm still trying to pull up your information. Place you on a brief hold.
Yep. I'll go online and get my account up to see if I can get any more information on American Express.
And just to verify, so the last four CC on the account, you said 3002?
On the credit card?
Correct.
Hold on. Yeah, the last four numbers are 3002, yes.
Okay, let me place you on another brief hold. Sir, I have my supervisor and me looking up the information.
Yeah,
place you on a brief
problem.
Hold.
I'll try to get my stuff here too. Okay, thank you, honey. Okay, I've got it was charged on November the 6th for $199.49.
Yes, I apologize, by the way. So we're still trying to seek some assistance regarding the issue, okay?
Mm-hmm. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
There, something else came up on here. Here's another number if this helps out. It's 7311001311.
What does it say? What is that number, sir?
It says, I brought up the charge, and it says, for more information from OMAX Health, additional information, and then this number popped up. So I don't know what it is. I just thought I'd throw it out there.
Okay, yes, because OMAX products are sold through like third-party companies sometimes, and we are the main company, but most of them, they can be sold through Costco, Amazon, so we're trying to make sure it's not in our account first. That my supervisor, he's still trying to look and see if he sees it. Go ahead.
Okay, so you manufacture the medication and you distribute to the other distributors.
Basically, yes, but we also sell it as well, sir.
Oh, okay.
Because you have an account with us for the OMAX Sleep, but I'm still trying to pull up that OMAX 3 product. And you said that it was billed for $119?
No, $199.49 on November 6th.
November 6th, okay. And do you access your account on OMAXHealth.com?
I don't know.
Okay, do you remember going to...
I'm sorry, go ahead. I mean,
no,
so
do you remember on the go ahead, sir.
A year or two ago when I started up with you guys, I had an automatic every 3 months or something, you send it. And then I was talking to somebody, if we do every 6 months, we'll save you some money. And I said, okay, fine. And then a year ago, I said, stop sending it because I have too much right now. I don't take it every day. I miss sometimes. I keep on gathering up. And now I've got probably 12 boxes and I don't need any right now. And I just want to put it on hold. So, could they be going through a different it's called OMAX Health. Your number is 800-765-6691.
Right, that's our number, sir. And also my supervisor asking, could it be under a different name?
No. It's Michael Ferrer. That's this me.
Okay. Let me place you on a brief hold, sir.
Yeah.
So you're looking more into the issue, so I'm going to place you on another brief hold, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I apologize. You probably answered this already, sir. What the purchase date was November 3rd?
November the 6th. My card is charged.
And that was for the $199.56?
No, this is $199.49.
Okay, so she is still looking into the issue. Place you another brief hold, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I apologize by the way, so I'm still waiting for her response and place you on another brief hold, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now she's inquiring. So, do you have an order confirmation email?
No.
That says that the order went through.
What do you mean? What do you ask me? What order went through?
Do you have a confirmation email that stating that the order was placed there on that day?
No, I just went to my credit card. There's no email sent from you guys or nothing. Just I went to my credit card to pay my credit card bill. I see charge for $199.49. and I have this medication that you guys sent to me, and I need to stop the automatic. So I don't know what else you're. I can't help you in any other way. That I'm looking at my American Express card. There's a charge from your company. But no email is sent to me on anything.
Okay, so this time that we advise you to contact your financial institution, sir, because we're not pulling up any information here on the account, sir. So you have to contact your bank to see who's billing you.
Contact who?
Contact your financial institution, sir, to see who's billing you.
It says right here on my American Express card who's billing me. I don't understand what you're asking me. There's a charge from you guys, but you can't find it in your paperwork.
Correct. So you'll have to contact your financial institution regarding the transaction, sir.
So I need to contact American Express?
Correct. Let them know the issue. Let them know you spoke with the merchant, but we're not pulling up your information. So they would have to dispute the transaction, sir, to see who you was billed through.
So I should dispute it, and then whoever's sending this to me will get back to me.
That is correct.
Okay. I'll do that. Thank you very much for your time.
Great. There's nothing else. Thanks for calling on Mike's Health.